Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Oh, shoot. I don't have an insulator for this microphone. I've got a pair of pants here. I'll just put this sweatshirt.
Wrap one of your cats around it.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, I have a little sweatshirt around my sound device.
Aww. Is it shaped like it? I hope it's like somehow
like
shaped.
A little cozy.
It's fitted.
Oh, I should have a little fitted sweatshirt for my microphone. Oh. Oh.
Fitted microphone sweaters. Christmas sweaters. Tis the season.
Here, hold on. I'm going to mom out. I think there's a market for that.
Oh my goodness.
There's a market for everything.
We need to find the German word for just like drop it for the millionth time with anything. Everything you bring up with that lady, it becomes a project, or it receives lots of thought and then feedback, and it's like,
it's true.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. However, I am trying to eat a sandwich.
However, I'm trying to life over here.
This is most distracting.
No, I'm on the toilet right now, so if you could get out of my bathroom.
I'm on the toilet eating a sandwich, if you please. Some privacy.
Some privacy.
Before you leave, could you reach me my toilet beer? I've set it on the sink there. I need it to wash down the sandwich while
it's
I am on the toilet.
It's just out of reach.
Yes, just out of reach. The frosty mug. Over there on the sink, next to the soap.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny when you talk about weird subject matter like that. Like, I realize why it's just like me. Like, everything has to be perfect when you're eating. Like, no one can talk about certain things. You can't be in certain rooms. There can't be certain smells, or you can't eat. I'm the same way. I'm like, I can't eat.
Oh, that's super helpful for you guys.
I know.
Like, back in the cave, you'd just be sitting there with like a big shank of raw bison. And then, like, some guy would walk by and crop dust. You'd be like, nope, I lost my appetite. Sorry. Does anybody else want this raw shank? I am not hungry anymore.
No, I'm not. I know. We wouldn't have made it. We would not have made it.
No, there probably were those types. And yeah, they got Darwin took out that trash real quick.
Well, apparently a string of it stayed. Because here we are.
Ha! Yep, you made it. Congratulations, you and the tree sloth. You made it somehow.
Oh my gosh. There was this stuffed animal downtown Lawrence at the cute little toy store. And like, I'm not a kid. I love toys. So I saw this stuffed sloth, and it was very well made. It was like, I think it was $30. It wasn't even on clearance. Anyway.
It was full price. There's no way I'm buying that.
I didn't see a red tag. Anyway, I really wanted it, and it took all of my strength to put it down. I literally went through the things that you go through. You're like, Katrina, you're an adult. Katrina, you don't need that. How are you going to use that? Well, what if I cut? No. What if I just put it on my bed? It could go with my decor. It's kind of like a beigey brownie gray. Like, no, you can't. And I'm like, and then Anthony's like, well, just get it. I'm like, well, you're not helping.
No. Like, but then you could be like, but you're not allowed to own a real sloth, so this is the next best thing.
Oh, see, if I'd said that to myself, I'm going back. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I'm going to find a way to go back to Lawrence sloth.
You need to talk up the chick or dude, whoever's on that shoulder, the angel or devil. I don't know which one wasn't doing their job.
I think they were both sleeping, and it was just me alone with the echo.
With your thoughts.
Yeah, that's the scariest one. I don't make as good decisions there.
Yep. I need some help, guys. Guys? Guys?
I do really bad things. I make children.
Yeah, you do really bad things like not buying novelty stuffed tree sloths. What a terrible person.
Well, the funny thing was, just yesterday, I mean, this was last year when I saw that sloth, but I,
What a rapacious, I wanted to make sure that word was relevant because it just sounds funny. What a rapacious person.
Does that mean you rape people a lot?
Like, see, that's what I thought, but no, it's just like greedy, but I guess that is, you know, a rapist is rapacious, to be fair.
We could put two things for one thing.
It's like to be greedy or take things, like sex. That's
I'm
the
going
new,
to take sex.
Yeah, that's basically, that's a very rapacious
Ooh,
laugh.
We should use that like normal and just be like, I'm so rapacious. And then just drop it like people.
What, when you're feeling like raping? It's like, I'm feeling
no,
a,
when,
I'm
no,
feeling
like
a mite rapacious.
No. No, like when you're just, you know, oot in a boot. And, uh-huh. Yeah, and then, you know, you read the news and they're talking about grape. And you're just like, ugh, he just couldn't help himself. He's
that's
so
rapacious.
Well, anyway, so we went to another store and randomly there was a sloth stuffed animal, but it wasn't the same quality. And I wouldn't have paid half
well,
what they're asking.
See, yeah, now you're being practical about it. It's like, well, dang, if
well, I
had pulled
a better
the trigger,
option.
Yeah, if I had pulled the trigger on that first sloth, I'd have myself a quality stuffed sloth.
Stuffed. Let's be clear. It doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever except joy in my heart.
This is not a load-bearing stuffed sloth.
I love that. That's yeah. so funny. Thinking of like things in your life, like is this load-bearing? Do I need to lean on this in times of danger? In times of sadness? Nope. Then you don't need it. Well, shit.
Yep, it's not like my toilet, which is quite load-bearing.
And my shoes. My shoes are load-bearing.
Yeah.
So I have to get them. Oh, problem solved. Always get the shoes, load bearing.
Get the sloth shoes.
Even if it's not a main column in the house. I mean, still helps the house, right?
A sloth scarf. It's just a live sloth that you drape around your neck.
Well, what if they smell bad? That's why I want the stuffed one. Like, I'm trying to be practical here. Like, obviously I can't bring in the real one. Maybe I should be, yeah. You're welcome. I'm welcome.
You just get a. It's like a. It's like a. What is it? The Nature Box or the other subscription sloth box. You just get a new box of sloths every month. You don't wash them. You just toss them out. So you got sloth recycling. Just a bin of sloths. See, the good thing about sloths is if it was like a bunch of snakes or like a lizard or something, it would definitely be gone. But the next morning, you put a bin of sloths out at night. Next morning, it's still gonna be there. One or two might have partially climbed out.
They won't have climbed so far.
Yeah, no, they'll be on their way. Like one of them might have hooked its little weird talons over the edge, but it hasn't gotten anywhere.
And there's like,
and then a fat guy just comes by and throws them into a compactor.
No, I don't like the way your story ends.
And then they make whatever sound a sloth makes when it's being crushed. I don't know what they do.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Is it like a slower version of a koala? Because we know what they sound like. So it's probably like...
Hey, hold on.
You gonna eat those fries?
We definitely need a bit where you talk like a sloth. And everybody's over there like painfully like... Please stop.
Using
so
this chair.
I don't have the depth of voice to be able to even match you on that one. Mine would still sounds just weird.
I've been practicing my sloth my whole life.
Yeah, you're pretty slow. So, I... If you guys can't get along, you can't play video games. Go. Recording in progress. Didn't you see the red light on?
Man, sounds like someone opened up a bottle of wine over there. Isn't it a bit early?
It's a bit early. Hasn't aged enough. That's funny. I said I'm recording. Didn't you see the red light over there? I don't have a red light.
Now they're gonna go look for a red light, and then they're gonna come
really
back and
did.
Bug you
she
again.
She stepped back in and looked up. I was like, I don't have a red light.
They'll be back
but
in 5 to 10 minutes, being like, Mom, we looked all over the whole house. There's no red light.
Well, you better find it because it's still on.
That's Mama's red light. If you kids lost it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, just plant a seed of fear and doubt. And
yeah,
if
that
you
was
don't,
what,
no video games until you find it.
See, that's what I don't get. Like, there's a good way to parent, you know, just keep them busy. Make shit up and keep them busy. And that was my idea about It Follows, to go back to that movie. Yeah. If I had, like, a sex demon following me, I would be like, hey, go to China and grab me one of them, that they're authentic hats. Here's, like, could I...
Yeah,
I
be
could,
like, I'm into that.
Yeah, I could give it a fiver, and I could be like, here's $5, and then just send it over to China. And, like, even, you know, I know it's a otherworldly being, but they said that it just kind of walks. So it's going to take it a good month, 2 months, I don't know, to walk to China and back.
Yeah, because it has to do that whole, like, Pirates of the Caribbean thing, like, on the bottom of the ocean. That takes a while.
I think we decided it doesn't just pace around an airplane cabin.
Well...
Or get a pilot's license. Can you get a pilot's license?
That'll take a while, too.
Without sitting down? You're just walking? Just the instructor's like, ma'am, where are you going? Why aren't you saying anything? How do you expect to earn a pilot's license this way?
If you don't say anything, we can't help you, sir or ma'am.
You won't sit down.
So here's the thing. So we finally started ordering doors for our house. Not the outside. We have
those. Oh, how luxurious.
It is luxurious. So we have three, but the equipment wasn't right for the other side of the pocket door. Anthony can't find the kit that we originally had, so I only have one pocket door up right now.
Nice.
It was raining outside, and we had soccer to get to yesterday, so we didn't get to put up the other door. So I only have one of three doors, and the one that's up is part of the pair. It's really hilarious.
You guys should invite other people's kids over to look at your house and then go back home and tell their parents about how weird your house is.
Be like, Mom, I think we're rich. Those other people have weird houses. Anyway.
Yeah, see? You're providing a service to the community.
I'm making kids feel good about themselves.
Uplifting.
Anyway. But now, once I get both doors up on my pocket doors, I really should hit up a little light up there and then be like, Mom's recording. No. Very important things are happening. At least three people are listening. Two of us. What are you doing? Get out of here!
A red light. Here. Mom's either recording or whoring.
Didn't you see the red light? You looked. I just skipped you needing to get out of here. I hope... That's 2 of 4. Get out of here. Don't listen. Don't look at me.
Throw a stapler at him.
I have a mini stapler. It won't hurt as bad, but it has a little bit of a...
You need to get one of the old metal kinds.
No,
that's what you
use. I have one. It's right here. Okay. Literally right here. Do you wanna put no, you don't have to video, but it's right here.
Okay.
Anyway, so we'll just tell the people that if they don't know. Two of my four children are out of school, so we might have some Sibcast with children in the background complaining. But it's also Sunday, so they're all home. And I sent them to play video games because they can only play video games on the weekends anyway.
Video games.
Did you? And so they're upstairs, and they're trying not to be in here, but why Mommy stored all the electronic devices in her office, which is where I'm recording. I did not think that through completely. However, this is what we get, people. This is my real life. I got kids. What do you want? It's baggage. No, just kidding. It's not baggage. I mean, it is, if something happened to my husband, but it's not, like, bad baggage, like ones you have to pay for.
They're really nice bags.
No, you do have to. These are nice bags. Does this one come in alligator?
Got an entire luggage set.
Got a whole luggage set. So, Jason, we can tell the listeners what happened to me on Mother's Day.
Abducted by aliens. Alien dinosaurs, as it turns out.
I don't want to talk about that. That was freaky. Oh. They put things in places. Anyway.
My mistake.
Yeah, your mistake. You should have asked before we started. Anyhow. Stop. Sloth, Jason, stop. Yeah, so on Mother's Day Sunday, I was playing soccer, as I do, with adults, if you can call them that. Some of them are. Some of them are just giant children running around with
pubes
giant egos.
And bank accounts.
Pubes and bank accounts. And egos that they have to carry around. And if someone hasn't stroked their ego enough, they're going to go in super hard for a tackle so that their ego gets puffy again. Well, here's the deal. I went in. I'm taking a shot. I moved. I maneuvered around two or three people, wind up for a shot. And obviously, what I can only deduce down to inexperience, he could have tapped the ball 2 inches to the right. He could have stepped in front of the ball. No, he decided to take it as a personal challenge. He's going to wind up for a clearance to clear the ball down the entire field. At the same time, I'm shooting. So our feet meet on the ball, and we plant a turf field. And like this echo of the sound of the BAM! It was so loud. And my knee hurt so very bad because my femur went one way and my shin and the bottom half of my leg went the other way. So, I couldn't walk. They carried me off the field. I sat on a chair. They got me another chair, but I couldn't lift my leg by myself. So, I sat there for a while. Limped off the field. I was done. I was so mad. Very angry. And I went and got an ice pack and a knee brace. And so, I went to the doctor this week. It's a possible MCL tear. We'll hope it's not. Let's hope it's not, because it was so painful they couldn't even get close to it to check it out. So,
don't look at it.
Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't. So anyway, I had to go back again so they can check it.
So what did Jackalberry McGee say? Like the guy who...
I don't even know, because they took, like I said, they carried me off the field and they kept playing. I mean, people get hurt all the time because there are so many people who take it way too freaking seriously. I'm not kidding. Like, there is a mutual respect. Like, let's do the physics. Let's just do the physics really quick. My height, my gender. I'm really short and I'm female. Not to say that they should treat me any differently or play any differently around me, but mutual respect. If you go in hard for a ball and like at anything, you don't slam into someone just because you can. And if they're smaller than you, weight differential, yeah, it's going to be me. You know what I mean? Like... That's why it's no contact. Yeah. It was a clean tackle. But out of respect, you just don't go that hard.
You're the spark versus the Hummer.
That's literally it. Like, just don't. Just maybe just don't. But here's the thing. I've had friends who have gotten hurt the exact same way. People just doing dumb stuff. The funny thing is, I go in for my doctor's appointment. Both the nurses running the front desk and the nurse that took me back, all three of them, completely independent stories of they got hurt or broke something because of men in a co-ed league. Literally the exact same story.
Men.
And it's like, it's not all men. It's not that. I have players. I have players, you know.
Not all men are overly aggressive in soccer.
That's
some,
right.
Some are very decent
they
at
are.
Playing soccer.
That's actually it. I think the more skill you have and the more awareness you have of the game, you know that it's not that important. MLS is not calling. EPL La Liga is not calling. No one wants you. So stop going in so freaking hard. So anyway, I walk around with a pimp limp. And a knee brace and crutches. It's fine.
I just have
four kids to take care of. No big deal.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Well, and...
Pimping ain't easy.
Momming ain't easy. Anyway, so my whole trip, I was planning to drive down south of the country and then up the coast and to get to Seattle this summer. I had to cancel all that because I can't hobble after my children and see anything fun or hike or do anything that I was planning, and I just had to suck it up and buy plane tickets, and my whole vacation's changed because of
so my day. Again, like that dude didn't, like, he didn't come up after the game or anything, be like, hey, sorry about that.
I left before the game was over because I literally didn't want to see. I see him in the back of my head playing over and over, him winding up, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, I was so like, what are you doing? But I was further in my shot than he was. You know what I mean? Like, it just, oh. So anyway, I don't know. I don't even remember his face. I'm just like, I'm out. I don't even care. But the people who I know those people, they'll get the message across that something very bad happened. Ugh. Anyway, so it's fine. I'm fine. Oh, if I were walking in sand, it would be step, drag mark. Step, drag mark. Step, drag mark.
Well.
That's how you can find me.
You remember
what
I told?
In the sands of Kansas.
What my advice to you was? Robot knee. Three words. Robot knee. Panther.
Robot knee. Panther. Got it.
Yeah.
I already on it. I already ordered it. Add to cart. I've already got it, Jason.
I has
this. So yeah. My new computer. I want to brag about it.
Is it a Mac?
Jason, stop. Here's the thing.
Ew.
I don't stop. You're so judgy. I knew you would do that. I knew it.
Yep,
anyway,
gross.
I like black computers. They don't have to be just white computers. Anyway, Grace, stop. There's nobody out there. Stop barking at the bar.
I don't see color.
Well, I don't think that's true. So, my old Vio, I just had a Sony Vio. And the only reason I needed it was to get on the internet and store my pictures and burn CDs. That's the exact same thing. Well, I've had it for quite a few years, and it's been through a good journey. But I'm going to get all my pictures off of it. And then have it, you know, reset or whatever, and just have a backup, have a laptop. But now I have a desktop.
Thrown to the sun.
And I really only need to do those exact same things that I just previously stated. You need awesome computers to do awesome things.
Got a desktop?
Yes, I need a basic, but it's an all-in-one touchscreen. It's an all-in-one touchscreen. It's like a giant tablet.
it's like entering a horse race with a three-legged donkey. Congratulations.
No, it's
on your three-legged donkey.
Hey, that's an HP
you jackass.
Donkey. Thank you. HP donkey. No, it but it's touchscreen, it's all in one. There's no like tower or anything. It's not that bad. But randomly, I had to go to the bathroom after Everett's game yesterday, and he had to go too. So there was a store. I thought it was like a dollar store because it was called Savers. Turns out it was like a Goodwill, you know, the Goodwill or Salvation Army. Anyway, so I went in there.
And I once went into a Goodwill and asked them where Goodwill was.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was in Goodwill.
Because again, Jason can't read.
Like the poor lady at the counter was like, "What's happening?" Like you could just see it in her eyes. She's like.
What?
Huh?
is this guy punking me? Yeah. Well,
if you ever want to know that feeling, just do that anytime. Just like with a straight face.
Yeah, no, you can do it. You can do it.
Walk into anywhere and ask where that place is.
I hate that when you're at the grocery store and you ask where something is and they look at you like, right there.
Yeah, like, no, literally,
okay,
yeah.
But I didn't know that. I didn't see it. It's you like, work here. I don't.
Like, I didn't scan every single surface. Like, it's a coincidence that it happened to be right behind
it
me.
Really
that's not my fault.
It really is right behind you when you jag. It makes you,
Or that move where you're like, where you go ask them and then they take you back over to where you just came from. And then you got to be like, oh, yeah, I looked through here. And then they show it to you. You're like, oh.
Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
But
15-year-old.
Like I don't know. Mine are like usually very nice people because I shop at the organic, all natural places. And they don't trust teenagers.
These are people with bank accounts and pubes.
No, and degrees, apparently.
And degrees, failed degrees, art degrees, and horticulture.
Musical culture.
There you go.
So anyway, I am. Fail. Anyway. Going to tell you another story that was on a piggybacking on the other story, but then I saw something shiny and forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played leapfrog right over that story.
I did. It really did. I was like, I had something. I was going to say.
This piggyback turned into a leapfrog.
Yeah, I don't like that because that usually means someone's face is in the ground.
Yep. And someone else is pregnant.
Maybe. Hey, if you're doing it right.
I wonder how many games of leapfrog end up with pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Some.
Anthony wants to open either a real brick and mortar store or an online store, and he just sells doorknobs. And really any kind of knobs, and he wants to call it Knobby Needs.
He could doorknobs and drawer knobs and
right,
cabinet
that's what
knobs.
I say. He calls it Knobby Needs.
There you go.
He's adorable. Some of the stuff he says. Oh, what a hoot. What a hoot. Oh, I forgot the clap. Did you feel my feet turn inward?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think the world did.
I found the story that we were pregnant. Okay. Okay. So when we went into this Savers place, right as soon as I walk in, there is a sweet little older lady. I'd say she's like in her 70s, but she was tiny, and she had on glasses that made her eyes big, you know? And she's mm-hmm. like, and she was English. I was not expecting this. Like in Overland Park, it's like another type of Goodwill, but this sweet little old lady. I'm like, with your accent, couldn't you have gotten further? Like, that's what I think. Like, immediately, I'm like, couldn't you have gotten further in life because your accent's awesome? Like, I think she could be working at, like, an upscale store, but she's at a Savers. But I don't judge her because I walked in there. Okay, so anyway. So she looks at me, and she's like, she's so sweet. She looks up, she's like, excuse me. Like, she didn't say that. She didn't bark at me. Damn it,
that's,
Mojo.
I mean, that's what I understood.
And I didn't know if, like, I was doing something wrong because I'd never been in this place. And I was going to ask her where the restrooms were, and I had Everett with me. And she's like, do you have... And she pulls out of her little pouch, like, do you have a Savers card? She's like, with this Savers card. And she's looking at me from her little glasses, but they make her eyes really big. You know, all blinky, like Puss in Boots, and she's all sweet.
Yeah.
And she's moved super slow. She's like... On Memorial Day, you
very
know, kind of like, yes, I was just gonna say that, yes.
Ka-ka.
She was like, ah. She was like, well, you know, on Memorial Day, you could come back and you get 40-50% off everything. But if you get your Savers card, you can come back the Saturday before then. Like, she was talking so, I was like, oh, but she was so sweet. I'm like, how do I say, her accent is so beautiful and calming. Like, how do I say it? So I finally was like, okay, thank you. We'll think about it. And then I was like, I'm a horrible person. What if
ugly American.
I know. That's what she thought. So anyway, and then we went potty. Well, I was like, well, let's look around. We're at a Savers.
Right there? That seems inappropriate.
We went right there in front of her.
Really elevated
the
situation.
Well, I
guess not.
Now. Anyways, yeah, I found a for sale vase and peed in that. And then I found the restroom. So anyway, we found...
Here you go, plastic flowers.
We found some not very... Some bare, like, not even used, like, soccer side flags for AR, assistant refs. Really nice flags for, like, $2.99. And then I found... I was like, hey, I just got a desktop. I found one of those gel wrist rests for your in front of your keyboard. How random is that? Like, that's
you
what
should,
I found
You
there.
Should probably go get yourself one of those thumbball mice and,
Don't laugh at those. That is what I have because Dad gave me one, and those are my favorite mice. They're favorite mices. I love thumbball mice.
You just if anybody misses the 90s,
I know it is.
Go visit Katrina's house and her computer
Dad,
set.
Or Dad's
Do you
office,
have like
or Dad's office? You have, we're the same.
I bet you have like a pressed particle board unit, entertainment unit that everything's slammed into. If you don't, you need to get one.
Jason, I don't have that because I have class.
See, that's the problem that you have there. If you really want to embrace the 90s, you're going to need yourself.
We did talk about making each room, like, 80s specific. Like, when we're like, this one could be, like, you know, the techno 80s room. This one could be hip-hop. This one could be straight-up neon and black. This one could be, like, the, what's the shoe? The popular, like, tennis shoe that had the, it could be that run.
Earth shoe?
No. But I don't know, so you're closer.
There's
right
a lot of shoes. There's a clog.
It was the brand that I'm thinking of.
A Nike?
No. I know that brand.
Adidas?
Another Adidas.
Earthshoe was a brand. It was the shoe that went the wrong way.
No, you know, it's like Urban something. I can't remember what it was. It was the high tops were like...
Oh, we're going to enter into some racist territory here with words like Urban.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Was that racist?
Yeah. I have a sentence written down here about, I don't have any links to anything, so I can't elaborate on this, but I remember, I think it was on the news, on the TV news, that's why.
It was on the online.
It's like, no, on the TV.
I didn't have anywhere, I couldn't save it, I couldn't bookmark it,
I couldn't bookmark it, couldn't link to it, I couldn't share it.
I don't have to get back to it.
Only thing I could do to share it was yell it at my dog. He was asleep. Dead.
He was asleep.
Died 9
dead.
Years ago. But his body's still right there on the rug. I ain't moved there. It.
You know, eventually the smell goes away.
Oh, yeah. It stops smelling real quick. First year. After then, it's gone. A child was playing. I forget if they
this is a great story,
said where it came from. But no, a kid. I think the kid was okay, but he got hit by a stray bullet.
Oh,
just, you know,
wow.
Randomly while I was playing.
Okay.
And he thought he was a BB, and he kept playing for 90 minutes until someone, like, said, hey, kid, you've been shot.
Stop.
And I want to high-five
Stop.
That kid because...
That kid is almost as cool as 50 Cent.
That kid is cooler.
Oh, yeah, because he's a kid. He doesn't even know.
Well, and I bet 50 Cent stopped for a second. He's like, hey, dudes, I got shot in the face.
A lot.
Like,
yeah,
but this kid
stop.
Was just like, oh, it's probably a BB. Like, it doesn't hurt or anything, so
How
I'm just going to keep playing.
How many times has that kid been shot?
Yeah. It's like, I've had worse. I've been shot in the eye. This is no big deal. No, so I just thought that was very interesting, and I think that story needs more ink. Or whatever stories are made out of on the internet.
What do you make these stories out of? I can't hold them.
It's all the disadvantaged electrons or all the disadvantaged colors, all the black and the darker colors on the screen who have to do all the work of assimilating this information. You ever notice that?
Why is my dog at the back door barking? Jason? Don't you two see the red light?
Yet again, a menagerie. Of antics.
Oh, you want to say menagerie. Did you see what I posted on Facebook about my Mother's Day? As if busting my knee wasn't bad enough.
Oh, yeah, was that on Mother's Day?
Yeah, right before I went to go play my game. I should have, as soon as my husband brought in the ducks and chickens, I should have been like, this day's over, I shouldn't go anywhere. But no, I went on to soccer and then possibly bust my MCL. Yeah, he came home, he's like, babe, I got you the best gift ever. Well, apparently in my card, he got me like, $150 gift certificate to a massage place so I can finally get all my muscles worked out and relax, which is awesome. He's like, but I
have them work on that MCL, huh?
No, they're not touching that. Hurts so freaking bad. Anyway, so he's like, well, I wanted to get you something because I asked for a Sporting Kansas City front plate for my vehicle. And he's like, well, it won't be here in time. And I wanted to physically give you something. He's like, so I got you a duck and 4 baby chicks. I'm like, I didn't ask for that. And he's like, but babe. I'm like, but you got something you wanted for my Mother's Day. Why didn't you get me a vacuum or a toilet for Mother's Day? Because you got me something you wanted. Which actually is a funny story. My husband does really like to clean and likes vacuums. But, so anyway, I was like, he found out that the four chicks were actually male, so he took them back, and then but the duck got lonely, so we had to get another duck. So now we have Bruce and Wayne. We have two ducks, and the ducks are so cute, but Mom wasn't kidding when she said take pictures every 2 days. These things are like doubling in size every 2 days. Their poop stinks. Yesterday they pooped in their food. Maybe that's because they're in a rabbit cage and they're pissed because they're not rabbits, but
they're pissed and pooping.
Oh, they're so cute. And literally, one day they were trying to get out of the baby pool because they didn't understand it. 2 days later, they're swimming in it and bathing themselves and trying to get the drawn on fish at the bottom of the pool because they think it's something to eat.
Yep.
They're so cute that I literally can't. The way they waddle and they squeak at each other. They don't quack yet.
I watched John and Megan had a couple ducks that are still just finishing out. So I just watched this myself over like the last month.
What are the chances? But then you hold them. Oh God, they're so sweet. And one of them, it was Bruce. Bruce fell asleep like in my hands and tucked his bill like under the lapel of my jacket.
Oh man,
tucked himself. Oh,
do they do that thing where they nibble you yet? Because that's hilarious.
Yes, they ever since we got them, they super nibble. They're like,
yeah, they do. They like go crazy with the nibbling.
They try to eat my wedding ring. Like they try to like take my diamonds. and if you have like a fold of skin, they'll nibble your fold of skin like on your hand.
Yep.
Oh, it's so cute.
No, those so cute. Baby ducks are ridiculously adorable.
They really are. And then literally randomly last night, you know how BuzzFeed, they have all those funny videos occasionally. Sometimes they're not, but sometimes they're really funny. Last night, we're going to bed and someone posted two BuzzFeed videos, one with a duck wearing a cape. Running around like a baby duckling running around with a cape, and then he like saved somebody. It was really cute. But then they had grown men holding baby ducks, and they're like, well, I don't really care for ducks, they're not that big a deal. And then they hold them, and one guy has like an emotional breakthrough and then asks to hold the baby duck again. Like,
I thought they did that with cats or something.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like an ongoing series with like animals and different people. But it was so cute because the guy's
show
like,
the
can
same
I hold
men
a duck
being emotionally destroyed in front of their wives and children animals.
No, different men.
No, but I think it'd be funny if you just keep punking the same guys. Come back on it. It's like, you guys, I can't keep doing this. It's like,
I know.
We'll give you another 1,000. Come in here.
I know.
You're
one
a
guy,
whore.
One guy like looks down. He's like, life is just so fragile. Like you can tell he was hit hard, you know, by like the emotions of it. And the duck fell asleep. And this one had like a brown stripe down. It's, oh God, they are cute. My husband what he said was, he goes, I want to feed them every day. And he does. He chops up little lettuce and he chops up little strawberries. And he found a worm when it was raining and he chopped that up too. Like he is feeding his ducks. No joke. Yeah. And he cleans their little areas. Like they poop a lot. So anyway, he gets them out and puts them on the mud porch and they run around. Well, they don't go very far. They like to stay close. And they really do follow you too. Oh, yeah. If you walk, they'll follow you like a mother duckling. It's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's so
those
cute.
Ducks are pretty hardwired. Yours sound like they act exactly like the ones that are over here.
It's almost like they're the same animal.
Whoa.
Well, Anthony said, he goes, he's picturing last night, we were driving home. He goes, I want to come out every day and bring them food and have them get all excited and eat the food. And then one day I bring him and I don't have food and I want him to look down and get mad at me and waddle away. That's what he wants it to be like, wah, wah, wah. Like, and he goes, maybe we can play the music. I just think it's so cute. He plans all these things in his head. He's like, this is why I want ducks, for this one moment where they're disappointed in me that I don't have their food.
It sounds like another kid's story.
I know. And then I was telling my friend Kelsey about it. She works in like psychology.
Ducked over.
Oh, you know Kelsey. Anyway, I was talking to Kelsey about it. She goes, you know what? We women place so many rules and regulations on our husbands and our spouses and everything. She's like, sometimes they got to show that they can buy a duck. They can still buy a duck. I can buy more ducks if I want. I won't, but I can buy more.
Sometimes they just got to prove they give a duck.
Yeah. Look, I give two ducks.
Yep. Duck you.
Well, as the listeners, I was about to say viewers, as the viewers don't know.
Hey, they're looking at something.
They're there looking at something.
I assume like
they're probably only like sort of listening, but they're looking at like better things online.
Yeah, or maybe Maybe they're not. Maybe it was. Maybe they use this to go to sleep because it's so boring. And like usually during
I do that with our simcast. I'll be good. Listening to it.
So the first 10 minutes get sort of driftily listened to. Yeah, and at this point, we're talking to an unconscious brain.
An unconscious brain, yes. Because my thing is the time when I finally have time by myself alone, like the kids are asleep, and I work so hard all day now. I've been going to the gym and CrossFit and kids and everything. Well, not CrossFit right now. That when I fall asleep hard and fast. But I want to hear our Sidcast. When you're done, I want to hear back because I don't remember it at all. Like, I barely ever, I mean, it's probably the drugs, the cocaine. But I listen to it. It is. Eventually, are talking to shut off brains. That's it. Hey, and that was our target market. So, message received.
There you go. Enjoy. Hey, I believe the subliminal is where most of the marketing impact could lie.
Yeah.
We need to get better at our subliminal game. Be like,
No. We are served best right before bedtime.
Ah, some a little bit after bedtime, a little bedtime dessert.
Woo!
After bedtime, you have yourself some more Sibcast.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we get in your mind. You give yourself some strawberries.
Say things like, in order to be happy, give all of your money to me.
We should insert some of that like throughout the Sibcast.
Just put in some those weird binaural or I don't know
the really
patterns.
Quick ones. Yeah, the really quick ones that they don't even know they're getting.
Well, and then there's other, but then there's
but then we'll be listening to it and we'll do it. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why am I opening my wallet?
Give all my money to myself.
Yeah.
Except that there's like an inefficiency where I lose $5 somehow. I drop it somewhere. Take all the money out of my bank account, walk a circle around the town and put it back in, and somehow I'm $5 poorer. I must have bought a sandwich somewhere, but I can't remember.
Day 45. I can't remember if I've paid myself or not.
I've lost
$30
that I go in.
All right, hold on. You got to hold this for just a second. I gotta go make sure the kids are getting their shoes on. I'll come back. I still got 2 minutes of awesome in me. Hold on.
Oh, great. So David Letterman is retiring. That's fun. All of a sudden, we all forgot about how molesting that guy is. Guess it was long enough ago. Good for him. At least he didn't get in trouble for being molesty. And then retire. Pull a Bill Cosby. Well, I guess Bill Cosby didn't retire. Enjoy. 16-year-old girl gored by bison in Yellowstone.
You shouldn't be. Oh, hi. Okay, I got one Urban Dictionary. Well, I got one. I can sneak one in.
Oh, great.
Urban Dictionary theme song.
The people missed it. They really want to hear it. Oh, what the hell that was. All right. It's called...
It was inspiring is what it was.
It was inspiring. If only I were black, it would have been soul-shaking. All right, it's called Unring the Bell. You can say this. The unfortunate realization that any given time, sensitive condition cannot be undone. They didn't write that right. Anyway, here's the example. It was written by Yawa. I so wish that I didn't run over the kid while I was texting while driving. It's just too late for that. Can't unring the bell.
Well, I mean, that's true, but that's been around for a while. We need a new version of that phrase. Like, take down the nude photo of yourself.
Can't now. I can't undo it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't unring the bell. It's still... Okay, I got one more. Oh, it's kind of cute. It's kind of the opposite. Find your silence. a request that somebody be quiet, stop talking, etc.
Find your silence.
Yep, you're driving me nuts. I'm going to need you to find your silence.
How did that make its way from like the 15th century all the way to Urban Dictionary? Yeah,
because it straight up is urban. That's how.
You need to find us.
I know.
And then just somewhere in that same castle, you just hear in the background, word. Just kind of echoing.
That's right. It does echo like the bell.
Yeah. Quite. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, of course. Yes, right. Well, if we have time later, we can, you know, later tonight, we can always revisit this.
Yeah, that'll happen because we found a lot of time in the last, like, 2 weeks.
We found so much time this past week.
Yeah, by the way.
Why are you children around me? I'm talking to my people.
You just so way. All Especially, three of our know, listeners
Brett
and viewers know.
Juice? Jason, find your Brett. Go get a Brett. Go. We're supposed to be leaving in 3 minutes.
It's okay, been busy times. That's why you're getting the lowest quality Sipcast in the most minimal amount.
No. This is a good one.
Just it tainted with children interrupting and child rearing.
It is. It's the worst. Didn't they see the red light?
I guess they didn't.
I guess they didn't.
Didn't you?
I think maybe they did, and then they chose to not to. Oh, no, I didn't see it. Oh, was it there?
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, all right. You ready to do this? You ready to end this?
Ugh. Yeah, sure.
In the bank. All right, let's count down.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, it's pretty dumb. Yes.